and very pleased to welcome to the show, as we always do, our good buddy, Bernie Kosar. So, Bernie, great weekend of playoff action. What surprised you, if anything, of what we saw?
Well, I think anybody who says NFL football isn't as awesome and exciting an event, a sport, it would be crazy after this weekend's round of games to start out with that San Francisco New Orleans game. And it actually reminded me of an arena football game in terms of scoring at the end of the game. The way those guys matched it. I mean, all the pressure, all the stress, all the ridicule that Alex Smith has had to take since being the first pick of the draft, for him to come back and match Drew Brees in the toughest of situations, it was phenomenal to watch.
Seven different offensive coordinators in seven seasons. I mean, I think that's the stat that really lingers about Alex Smith. And when you look at that through your quarterbacking eyes, Bernie, I mean, how difficult is that to overcome and then get to a point where now you're on the doorstep of the Super Bowl?
Well, there's no doubt that that inconsistency within the organization and within the system definitely hurt him. We've used on the show numerous times during the year that quarterbacks are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us. And they were losing games the last few years, but he was getting the flack for it, the blame for it, but a lot more went into it. And it was just, you could just see the look of relief and excitement on his face when he made those plays at the end, because I know, and we're very familiar in Cleveland about sometimes back even in my career, how some coaches played not to lose and played for the other team to make a mistake. And for them to get into field goal range and have overtime really a chip shot away, and to have the nerve and have the confidence to call that play and then stick that ball into double coverage, into Vernon Davis, to go for the win as opposed to playing for the tie was so impressive on multiple fronts.
How surprised were you that the New Orleans Saints, you know, all this said, how close and how down to the final seconds that game was, Saints turned the ball over five times and still are in a position to win that ball game?
Yeah, it almost never do you get an NFL game. I think the stats are if you have four turnovers, you only win a game 10% of the time. To have five turnovers and to really be in control of the game at the end like the Saints were really shows you how many weapons they have and what the opportunity was. And I know today there's no doubt how sick they are to have let that slip away, because that was really their game.
I'm not just going to say this because they were one half of my preseason Super Bowl pick. I picked the Patriots to face the Packers. But as we watch the Patriots Saturday night and how they function on both sides of the ball, certainly the offense has been an amazing thing of beauty with the 5,000 passing yards of Tom Brady and his production right along and the way that passing game flows. But their defense, which had been so atrocious next to last in the league against the overall and against the pass, found a way to handle Tim Tebow. And the simple answer is Bill Belichick, with a couple of weeks to game plan, figured out that looking at what Tim Tebow does best, you contain him. And they played a great containment game, and Tebow had no answers as he had the previous week against the Steelers.
Well, like we said on the show last week, I've really highly enjoyed John Elway and what he's done, and Tim Tebow and what they've done for the Broncos this year. It's been a remarkable story, and a lot of fun, just fun to watch. But the Cinderella's dance ended, I thought, against the Steelers, and that game was so set up for the Patriots. And looking forward now to this week, they're going to play a Ravens team that also believes they're a Super Bowl caliber team, and the physicalness, which we know within our division, of the Steelers and the Ravens, and what it takes and what they take and what they bring on a Sunday afternoon. It'll be a nice test for the AFC Championship game this week.
I'm really enjoying the fact that this kid that I've known since he was in grade school, because he happened to attend the same grade school and middle school and high school as my younger daughter, Rob Gronkowski, an amazing player who I knew he would be special. I didn't know he'd be this special. And you're looking at a guy who is just downright uncoverable. As you study these different defenses, and I know the Ravens come in with a really good defensive scheme and so forth, but I don't see a matchup that is going to work for any team against Rob Gronkowski, and especially because there's also this guy named Aaron Hernandez at the other tight end spot. Those two guys just are a dynamic that changes everything for that Patriot offense.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, you see Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. You see Hernandez and Gronkowski in New England. They were I think a second and a fourth round pick a couple years ago. That has started to evolve and change, I think, offenses and the way offenses attack defenses. And you see the effect that it's had to the point where even us with the Browns take a guy, Jordan Cameron, in the fourth round, a basketball player from USC, because that is the wave in the league where you're seeing the bigger, faster guys in the slot / tight end who are able to create huge mismatch opportunities, whether it's a linebacker or a safety. Their physical abilities make it really hard to stop.
We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, as we always do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Always easy to say and look at what might have been, but when you think of the Houston Texans and the fact that Matt Schaub is their quarterback and is, you know, hobbled and going around with crutches and in a cart and whatever he's been to be out of action, of course, with a season-ending injury, and to look at young T.J. Yates, who I'll give a lot of props to for being the quarterback that is with this team through two playoff games or into a second playoff game, and one that they were in a position to compete and win against a very tough Baltimore team at Baltimore. But you just wonder, is Schaub at quarterback going to make the difference that Texans team needed?
Well, you know, T.J. Yates, for a rookie to go to Baltimore and make those plays make plays to win, it's really a tall order. And it would have been nice to see Schaub and have them at their best, because actually the game, if it wasn't for a couple of turnovers, Colby Jones dropping that punt early in the game to give really the Ravens a cheap first touchdown and kind of get the positive juices flowing for the Ravens and Joe Flacco by starting a drive on basically the 2-yard line, that really made it tough. That really made it tough on their team.
The Giants, of course, you know, the big I don't even know if I want to call this the big upset. I thought they would be able to play the Packers pretty tough, but that was the defending champs, and they were flying high, and there was talk about them having a perfect season. But, man, I mean, was it stunning to you just how poorly they played, how out of sync Aaron Rodgers and that offense looked?
Well, you know, like we talked about on the show last week, you know, no, it wasn't overly surprising, because the Packers' defense has struggled this year. And like we said during the show last week, the way the Giants' defensive line could dominate and control a game, and they have backups on their defensive line that would start for the majority of teams in the NFL, and that pressure that they put on Aaron Rodgers and still being able to play coverage behind it by just rushing 4 and 5 guys just had him out of sync and off balance all game.
Yeah, and Eli Manning playing well, certainly with that receiving core throughout. He's been a factor in their success. And then to think about the chance for him now being on the doorstep of another Super Bowl, a chance to play in and win another Super Bowl, perhaps be another Super Bowl MVP, will change that discussion a little bit about him being in the shadows of Big Brother Peyton, who is of course out of the picture completely.
Yeah, it was. I've been a big Eli fan, and his clutchness, his ability to make plays, his leadership abilities. You know, he's been in the shadows of his brother Peyton, but he's making a name for himself on his own. And again, to go to Lambeau and to play at that level yesterday, to come out and to dominate the game like he did, was just impressive to watch.
The trends of this weekend coming up, the championship weekend, show us that good defense still means something in the NFL. Obviously, that Ravens team with the third-best defense in the league. You have the Giants as part of this tournament as well. And you know, when you break it down, it has the feeling, at least to me, what we're down to here is, you know, teams that still are solid. San Francisco, very much so, still are solid in that department, in that defensive department, can go places. And I guess to that extent, Bernie, it bodes well to a Browns team that ultimately its strength was defense this past season.
Well, you're right on that. It's imperative. I mean, you get the kind of the glitter, the sex appeal of the season is talking about offense, and you certainly need to be a productive offense. But it really gets down to consistency, having that dominant front four, front seven. And if anything was a lesson this weekend, it was that having and controlling the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, really, really is imperative in the NFL.
Justin Smith, what a clinic he put on. I mean, at some point you're just not blockable, and you're driving blockers into your quarterback and into the opposing quarterback, and you're making plays. I mean, that was the stuff that just makes your jaw drop.
Yeah, Justin Smith, Alden Smith. I mean,
yeah.
They from both extremes, from a savvy, dominant veteran to a incredibly active rookie, to the front four, the front seven of the San Francisco 49ers and what they did. I know, even in scoring 32 points, causing five turnovers like they did against the Saints. So it was just enjoyable to watch.
Well, Bernie, enjoyable to talk with you, and we will catch up at the end of the week.
Sounds good, Vic. Have a great one.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.